Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to appreciate God for today. This is the day the Lord has made. He said we should rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. There was a little drama that happened between me and myself this morning. Amen. And I want to share that drama with you. Those of us who we are senior delegates knows, you knew that since Thursday it has been hectic on all of us. Amen. And you know, those of us who are preachers and ministers, sometimes when we stand here, you look at us as one powerful man and like that. You don't know that we are just as vulnerable as you are. Amen. Now, I know I was the one that was supposed to minister this morning. I had written one or two things I'm going to share. God have told me this is the topic of your sermon. But I woke up this morning. It dawned on me that you have not prepared the way you used to prepare for your service. Amen. That is the way I will prepare. When I'm coming, I am so bold, you know, no shaking. I know that I prayed, I studied the Bible, but not as I used to. Anytime I have a preaching appointment, praise the Lord. So this morning, I drove out of my house with fear. As I was approaching the gate, the entrance to the estate where I stay, they opened the gate. Immediately I breathed for them to open the gate, I heard the Spirit of God and said, "Son, can you smile?" Praise the Lord. He said, "Can you smile?" I just started smiling. I was just smiling. I didn't know why he said I should smile, but I kept smiling. So I was smiling and a worship song was going on. Once the radio station was playing worship song. So I was enjoying the worship song. I was smiling. As I was approaching Jahi Bridge, that Jahi Lake Bridge, I heard God said something to me. "I will change the story of somebody today." So I don't know who that person is. God said, "I should tell you this morning, he will change your story." So please, can you smile? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best thing that can happen to a man is that you are the child of God. Because when you are pushed to the wall, you don't know what to do. God, the Spirit of the Lord has a way of coming to encourage you. Amen. If you have your Bible, follow me to where we read in Acts of the Apostles chapter 4, verse 12. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 and verse 12. "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Amen. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we look into your word briefly this morning, open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. Reveal yourself to us. Father, you have assured us that you are here to change somebody's story. Lord, begin with us. Thank you, Abba Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. If I ask you to pray now, and you will stand up, the first thing you will do is to let us pray, just to get everybody ready that we want to pray. And the next thing that will come out of your mouth is what? It's what? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Have you ever stopped and pondered why you want to pray? You pray in Jesus' name. You say in Jesus' name. Maybe at the beginning of the prayers and at the end of the prayers, you say in Jesus' name. Have you ever wondered? Okay, that's how they taught us in the church. That if you want to pray, you should do what? Pray in Jesus' name. Now, this morning, I'm going to share something briefly on the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Power in the name of Jesus Christ. A whole lot of folks that comes to church prays in the name of Jesus Christ. But most of the times, they don't even believe in that name that they are praying with. Amen. Let me tell us something. The name of Jesus Christ is so powerful that things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth, things that are seen and unseen, things that you cannot imagine with your mind, responds to that name. The name of Jesus Christ is like a seal. When they give you, when you are signing a contract, those of us who are in the legal profession, they will put a seal, is that not? I went to, Archbishop asked me to come and take this letter and go and submit to somebody. And as I was going, I came to his office. He was almost getting ready the letter. One of the things he did was he brought out something, a seal, and sealed it. Immediately he put it, he put his signature on top of that seal. And it dawned on me that anybody can go and forge the letter with his type of handwriting, write his name and said it is him that wrote the letter. But the seal of that on that letter makes it different from any other write-up. Are we together? Those of us who are professionals, architects, you have your seal, is that not so? Now, it is the seal on whatever, either a drawing or a write-up, a letter or whatever that carries your seal makes that letter what? Authentic. Am I saying the obvious? So, the name of Jesus Christ is like a seal given to us who are Christians, who are believers. So that whenever you ask God anything, so long as that thing you have asked is in the name of Jesus Christ, then heaven had no option than to do what? Give attention to whatever request you have made. Hallelujah. But do you know most of the times we use that name not even believing in that name? We use the name of Jesus Christ, not believing in what? In it. Now, the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says, has been exalted. Amen. We will come to that later. Now, when you talk about power, is the ability to make somebody do what you want. Even though the person might not want to do that. Hallelujah. Sometimes, those of us who went for synod, you will want to talk and you will raise your hand. The archbishop who is the chairman of the synod will tell you, sit down. You will, sometimes the thing, what you want to say is so much on you. But hey, he will tell you. So, when you use the name of Jesus Christ, everything responds to that name. When I said everything, I mean everything. Praise the Lord. And there is so much power that is attached to that name, Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew chapter 18, Matthew 28 from verse 18. Studio, can you give us? Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all what? Cathedral, read now. Now, he said, all powers has been what? Given unto me. Where? So, when Jesus dies, at this point, Jesus has died and has resurrected. Praise the Lord. At this point, he has died and he has resurrected. And he was about to commission you and I as his children. He now said, let me tell you something. All powers in heaven and on earth has been given what? Unto me. Amen. Now, if your father will come and tell you, all powers has been given unto me, and you are his son, how will you feel? How will you feel, child of God? You will feel excited. Now, can you give me Luke chapter 10 and verse 19? Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. I said Luke, not Matthew. Luke 10, 19. Let's read together like a mass choir. Want to go. Behold. Now stop. Jesus Christ looked at you and I on the face and told us, he said, all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So if there are powers in heaven, I have them. If there are powers on the earth, I have them. If there are powers beneath the earth, I have these powers in my hand. So nobody exercises any power or authority without Jesus Christ giving it to him. Am I talking to somebody here this morning? Nobody exercises power. The one you have in that your office was given to you by who? You are, by who? By Jesus Christ, by the Lord. The power that makes me a father, I didn't just wake up and collected it. It was given to me by who? By the Lord Jesus, because he said, all these powers in heaven and on earth. And where we read in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, and he said, behold. Can somebody say, behold? Turn to your neighbor, look at him and say, behold. Now, Jesus said, I have this power. It has been given unto me. But behold, I give unto you what? Hey. You people are too dull to my liking this morning. Behold, I give unto you what? I think there was a time I was preaching in this cathedral. If you did shorthand, can I see your hand? You did shorthand in the school. Don't be shy, I did. Raise your hand, let's see you. Amen. Now, those of us who did a little bit of shorthand, you will agree with me that the stroke for P and B is the same thing. Amen. Now, the difference between the stroke for P and B is that B is light and P is thick. Am I talking to somebody? Now, all this your Oyibo grammar, when you want to call power, you call it power. That God bless you. There is so much strength in that word that whenever you call it, it's everything responds. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you what? Or punish the devil. Behold, I give unto you power to do what? To tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over how many? All. Is somebody here this morning? Over how many? All. Now, the question is, if you have the power, and that power is over all the serpents, scorpion, and over all the works of the enemies, and he said, nothing shall by any means do what? So the reason why you are still with that power and you are passing through what you are passing through is that you don't know the power you carry. Hallelujah.
You don't know the power that you do what? You carry. You carry an enormous power that it is not you that is supposed to back out for a witch or a wizard. You have an enormous power in you that when you show up, those that are on the other side, they recognize that there is something that you are carrying. And can I announce to you, that power is deposited in your life. That anointing is resident in your life. Jesus said, I give unto you power, and it is left for you to exercise that power and authority. And there is no other name by which that power and authority will be exercised except in the name of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, in the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every serpent and scorpion that have raised their ugly head against your life, let them be crushed by fire. Let them be crushed by fire. Let them be crushed by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you something that happened. Philippians chapter 2. Give me Philippians chapter 2 on the screen. From verse 9. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9. Now, that power that Jesus Christ carried, that he has given unto you, it didn't just come. Amen. It didn't just do what? I told us when we read our Apostles' Creed, one of the things we said is, he was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended where? He descended into hell to have a cocktail party, Abi. Amen. To have a birthday party. In that place, they were eating fresh fish pepper soup and eating shawarma. That is what Jesus Christ went to hell to go and do, Abi. Now, he went for a battle. Now, after that battle, the Bible said he collected the key of life and death, Hades and hell. He came out with the key. And that was why immediately he stepped out of the grave. He looked at himself and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. I have that power. And by the time he finished that assignment and went back, see, he had to report to the man that sent him an assignment. Amen. So when he went back to his father, as he was standing before the altar of the Lamb, he said, Father, the assignment you sent me, I have completed. This is my blood as a token to speak on this altar. And by the time he dropped the blood on the altar, I can imagine God nodding his head with a smile on his face. And before you know it, something happened. And Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Philippian church, he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Can I tell you something? The name of Jesus Christ is above every name. That situation you are passing through, if it has a name, then the name of Jesus is above it. That challenges of life, if it has a name, the name of Jesus is above that name. And the Bible said that this name, God has highly exalted him and give him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention, give me verse 10. Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, if how many kneels? How many knees? Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I asked us a question here the other day. I said, Jesus Christ was his name when he was on earth. Is that correct? Now, when he went back,
finished the assignment and went back. The Bible said God gave him a name. And this name now is above every other name. Now, I ask you, what was that name? What did Jesus Christ was still his name when he was on earth now? Amen? Now, it's not that his name changed. It is still Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But what that scripture is talking about is that God now picked a level of authority and attached to that name. So that at every point in time you mention that name, everything in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth, including the devil himself, responds to that name. I heard of a preacher was traveling with his wife for a program. All of a sudden, one of their tires busted. And the wife was shouting, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." He said, "Shh, woman, one is enough." See, let me tell you something. You don't need to call that name two times before heaven responds. You don't need to call it two times before the devil responds. You don't need to call it two times because before witches and wizards, demons would do what? Respond. Just mention that name once. They do what? They respond. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3. Give it to me from chapter 3 from verse 1. Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1. Now, if you start reading from verse 1 to verse 12, Jesus Christ has died, resurrected, and this power has been handed over to the disciples of Jesus Christ. And one day, at the time of prayers, the Bible said Peter and John, they were going to the house of the Lord. Remember, before Jesus Christ died, he flogged men and told them, "My Father's house is a house of prayer, but you people are turning to the house of robbers." Father, may Cathedral of Unity not be turned to the house of robbers in the name of Jesus Christ. If you like, say amen. If you like, don't say. I have prayed that prayer. Amen. This place is a house of what? Of prayer. It is not a house of merriment. If you want to do a party, let's go and organize, get a hall somewhere. When we come here, somebody should get ready to do what? To pray. And this morning you will pray. God help me. Now, by the time they were going, the Bible recorded that then they met a man at the gate called Beautiful, and that man was lame. And when, maybe because of the way Peter and John were dressed, you know, there is a way somebody will dress. You will look at that person. You will conclude in your heart, this person is going to give me money. Sometimes it doesn't work by dressing. Hello. There was a day I was in the cathedral. I preached in the cathedral in Enugu. And I was to do a fundraise. And while I was preaching, when I finished preaching, I said, "People, who will give us money?" One man, he was just wearing t-shirt and trouser with palm slippers. He just came out. I was looking at him. He wanted to talk. I looked at him, I sized him by what my eyes is seeing. This man no get up to 10,000 for in pocket, waiting. And by the time I gave him the mic, just dip his hand in the breast pocket of that t-shirt and pulled out a paper and said, "I just use this to support what the Lord will be doing in this cathedral." And by the time I opened it was 2.5 million. Men and brethren, I freezed at that point. Amen. He didn't write that check at home. He came with his check. So in the course of my talking, the Holy Spirit convinced him to give that amount. So as the man was sitting at the gate called Beautiful, Peter and John were coming. Maybe because they were well dressed. And as they were coming, the man thought in his heart, these people are going to give me money. At least, amen. People have been dropping one naira. Please, somebody's going to give me like 5,000 or 10,000. Before you know it,
By the time they got to that place, he was begging them for money. They looked at him and they busted his bubbles and said, look at us. Say, silver and gold, we don't have to give you. Silver and gold, we don't have to give you. But there is something that we carry that you need. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Bible said the man was still there, Peter stretched forth his hands, grabbed him by the hand, and jacked him up, because the name of Jesus has been exalted, and everything responds to that name. Immediately the hand of Peter raised the man's hand up. Power entered into those legs. Those twisted legs became straight and strong. Can I prophesy over your life this morning? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every crippled situation in your life, every crippled situation in your family, every crippled situation in your business, every crippled situation in your career, every crippled situation in your marriage, in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and begin to walk in the name of Jesus. I don't know the crippled situation you are passing through. The Bible says that the name of Jesus is greater than that crippled situation. And when you call that name, they respond to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was doing my youth service, I served in one community secondary school in Odolu, Igalamilo Odolu local government in Kogi State. And one of the days when they were writing WAEC, we have one boy in that school, so stubborn, very stubborn. In fact, this boy, they were sitting 2-2. He was sitting at the other edge of the chair. He will leave. He's very intelligent, amen. Did you hear what I said? He's very intelligent. Amen. He will leave his position and come and sit. Just attach himself to the girl beside. So, no teacher, including the principal, we want to go close, because they know the boy is stubborn. So, that day they were writing maths, and I was the one that was supervising them in that hall with two other teachers. So I came to him. The other two had told him shift. He has refused to shift. And by the time I came, I looked at him, put my hand on his shoulder. I said, boy, oh boy, my name is Azuonye Nkechukwu Noble. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to move back to your seat. Everybody, the same way you started laughing, that was how the whole hall started laughing. What has name of Jesus Christ got to do with somebody shifting? Praise the Lord. But do you know, with all the laughter in his mouth, he left that place and went back to his position. Have I not achieved what I wanted to achieve? So why are you laughing at me? People came and they did it in their own way. It didn't work. I came in the name of Jesus and it worked. So what is answer prayers? What is answer prayer? Has God not answered that prayer? Some of us, you feel that that situation is too small for you to address in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, look at that stubborn boy or stubborn daughter of yours and said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every spirit of stubbornness in you, I cast it out. One day Samuel told his mother, he was having catarrh, told his mother, he said, mommy, this catarrh is still there because I've not prayed. The mother said, oh yeah, go and pray now. He left our room, went inside their own room. After like 3-4 minutes, he came back. He said, mommy, the catarrh has gone. The mama said, How did you do it? He said, I told the kata to go in Jesus' name. And the kata left. I said, the mom, I said, okay, the kata has gone. And before evening, the whole kata dried off from that boy's nose. Child of God, there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And this morning, you are going to rise up and address situations in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know your own situation, but this morning, the name of the Lord has been exalted. Can we rise on our feet? Praise Him, are you there? Good. Can you lift your hands and appreciate this God? I have said so many things. I don't know the one that I've ministered to your soul. But if there is something you have gotten this morning, can you appreciate the Lord because of that thing that the Spirit of the Lord has dropped in your hand? If there is any revelation you have gotten, can you say, Father, for this revelation, for this insight, I give you praise and I give you glory. Open your mouth and talk to God in prayers. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and thanks. We honor you. We bless your holy name. You are greater than the greatest. You are bigger than the biggest. You are a great God. Lord, we bow before you. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Lord, we thank you because you have given us the name of Jesus Christ as a weapon. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, things in heaven and on earth respond to that name. Lord, we have talked about the power in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, this name has been given to us as children of God. That at any time we use this name, things on earth, in heaven and on earth and beneath the earth responds to that name. Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, open your mouth and begin to address situations in your life, challenges of life, situations of men, challenges of life. Begin to address them in the name of Jesus right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Child of God, pray. Begin to address situations. Begin to address challenges of life. In your life, in your family. Conditions of men. Every situation you don't like, address them right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. If you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, this is the time for you to begin to speak in the language of the Holy Ghost. And pray that condition that looks like a crippled condition. Come and open your mouth and address it right now. Open your mouth and pray. Rakalabadada. That sickness in your life, that sickness in your business, that sickness in your marriage, that challenge in your office, I come by the power of the Holy Ghost. I address them this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, child of God, pray. Karadadadada, yeko palabadadada, ikatala katabada.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Final prayer point. Raise your right hand up. God told us this morning, He is going to change your story. He's going to change my story. Can you repeat after me? Say, my father. Cathedral, shout it. Say, my father. As I pray this morning, change the story of my life. Change the story of my business. Change the story of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Lord, change the story of my ministry. Change the story of my career. Change the story of my call. Change the story of my life. Pray. Are you praying or you are looking at me?
Are you praying or you're looking at me? Are you praying or you're looking at me? Open your mouth and talk to God.
Maya kalabada da zuko kalabada da da ikalamano shetele da shekalabada
hey
oniaka sori oniaka oniaka Jesus, you're my only.
In the name of Jesus. Can you lift your two hands above your head as I pray for you? Lord, I pray for every soul that is here this morning. Even those that are worshiping with us online. I commit them into your hand. Father, you said you have come to change our story. Today, the story of your life has been changed. The story of your destiny has been changed. The story of your career has been changed. The story of your call has been changed in the name of Jesus. Every crippled situation in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command that situation, rise and begin to walk. 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 Every stagnation in your life, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. Begin to move forward. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we give you praise and thanks. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can you give me 5 thunderous amen? Number 1.
Number 2. Number 3. Number 4. And number 5. Come and put your hands together for the Lord. Celebrate him. Celebrate him with a clap offering. Hallelujah.